So the Snippet series is shown as responsible by the Saka family and as well by Ayelet and Avram Forman. We are still on the bracha of Alamashinim Alti Sikva. The Rambam saw as the most significant bracha in the Amidah, though added last, but really trying to counter the greatest threat there is to our people, which are those who seek our demise. And there are two methods, two ways that they do that. Number one, physically, and they are included in this bracha. Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz thought we should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, that we should offset and stop and destroy Amalek. And the second is spiritually, from within our own people and from without, those who introduce ideologies and assimilate values and corrupt our Masorah and who we are. These are a great danger to our continuity, and that's why this bracha was boldly added later. We last left off that if you look at the language, V'chola Risha Karega Tovet, it doesn't say V'chola Osa Risha, it doesn't say all those who perform evil, but it's all the evil that should be removed. And we saw Maral, the Gra, and others explain, based on the conversation between Beruria and Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir was davening for the demise of the hoodlums in his neighborhood, she corrected him and said, daven that their actions stop, that their actions cease, not that they die. And Taki daven for tshuva, they did tshuva. We quoted the Maharsha on that Gemara in Brachos. How could a person daven that someone else do tshuva? Everything is in the hands of Hashem except for Bechira. Hashem gives free will for people to choose. The Maharsha explained, Rabbi Meir davened, and we should daven for people to be exposed to inspiration, motivation, experiences, and people that will inspire them. So not that their free will is manipulated or controlled, but their free will is sort of hinted into the direction that they'll choose well. Indeed, the Maral in Beragola, Bereshvi, understands this bracha to be based on this entire episode, the story, the conversation between Rabbi Meir and Beruria. So I'll read just a few lines from it. He says, V'lo mishumadim alti sikva. He had a different girsa, obviously, not v'lo mashinim, v'lo mishumadim. Shelo yei tikva lam shi'oda mishumadim b'metzias. Rak yasurim in ha'olam. There shouldn't be people who are assimilated or corrupt or converted or who forfeit our belief system. V'rotzu lomar shelo yei'oda anashim ke'ilu ba'olam rak yachzurim im'aseyim. That it doesn't mean that they should be eliminated. It means their beliefs should be eliminated. That if there is no philosophy or ideology of heresy, then heresy and heretics will be eliminated, not the Mara writes because the people themselves will be gone, but because that philosophy. The Mara says, had we davened all heretics should die, it would imply that we're davening for people to be eliminated. But we just say they should be lost, meaning the heresy should be eliminated, the people themselves should be here. And the Maral goes on to define and describe the entire rest of the bracha this way as well. V'chol oivecha mehira yikaresu. Continuing, we also mentioned mehira is used twice, karega is used once. There's a sense of urgency and desperation to this bracha because there's such a threat and danger. Some have the girsa, v'choloivei amcha mehira yikaresu. Some have the girsa, all the enemies of our people should immediately be swiftly cut off. Others say, not v'choloivei amcha, but v'choloivecha. What's the difference between the two girsas? Different siddurim quote different versions. Is it the enemies of the people? Or oivecha means your enemies. Who's your? Hashem. So we're asking Hashem Yikaresu to cut off, to swiftly cut off our enemies or his enemies. To whom is this bracha directed? Hashem enemies or our enemies? Which one? So Sefer Anila Dodi points out that even though it seems to be two different directions, Lamaisa Shnei Biurim Elu Sovlim Es Oso Perish Mikevan She'oyve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Afo Oyveim She'Yisrael V'Sonayim She'Yisraelim Oyvav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, they're one and the same. If you're against God's children, you're against God. And if you're against God, God's children take it personally as well. So the enemy of God and the enemy of his children are one and the same. Lahavda, just like it would be for us. If someone mistreats our children, they're not going to be our best friend. If someone mistreats us, our children are not going to gravitate towards them. But when there's a sense of union, of loyalty, of fidelity, then it's one and the same. So whether the girsa is v'chala oyve amcha meri karesu, all choy oivecha, they really are one and the same. Both are descriptions of the enemies of Hashem and of the Jewish people who are trying to mold and craft the world in a very different direction, in a very different image. Then the bracha continues. Quickly, again, urgency, quickly, Ikaresu. Now those words all have to not be synonyms, otherwise we wouldn't repeat them. They all meant the same thing. We wouldn't say them over and over again. So what is the word Sa'aker, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager, B'sachniyah? Sa'aker means? Uproot, good. Sa'shaber means? Break or crush. Sa'mager, maybe the least familiar to us. What does Sa'mager mean? What? So the Malbim says, we find in Tanakh, Tehillim, for example, Peites, Mem Aleph, Sa'mager means lahapil, to lower. To lower. Rav Schwab says Sa'mager means to dissect into small pieces, to grind into small pieces. So as opposed to Sishaber is to break, but in large pieces, Sa'mager is in smaller pieces. I saw someone quoted Rav Moshe Scherer once at an Agudah convention said, it's unclear what the word Sa'mager means, but it's between Sishaber and Sachnia, it can't be good. Even if we don't know how to define it literally exactly, but it's along a list of things that can't be very good. And then what's Visachnia? Humble, lower. So it seems to be out of order. If you were going to list uproot, break, crush, and humble, which one would you start with? Sachnia. Sachnia, to humble, comes before crush, destroy, uproot, eliminate. So why did Shmuel HaKotan write it in the other order that we end with Visachnia? Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with next time.